Welcome. You are listening to Not Just a Rainbow with Catherine Cager, all right? Today I am gonna tell you my modest opinion on an interesting topic you probably will love. There is a heartbreaking disparity in orgasms between straight women and men. A study from 2005 revealed that only 39% of women typically reach climax during sex with a partner, while a staggering 91% of men do. A more recent survey in 2022 showed some improvement, but there is still a significant 30-point difference that leaves many women unsatisfied. What will it finally require for women to achieve the same level of pleasure as men? It seems crucial to first understand the root causes of this inequality. Over the years, various professionals and writers have attempted to address this issue, often sharing personal stories and insights. With heartfelt dedication, McMaster University sociologists Nicole Andrejek, Tina Fetner, and Melanie Heath have brought a new level of seriousness to the discussion. In a study that has just been published in the journal Gender and Society, the three researchers surveyed 2,303 Canadian adults who represented a diverse cross-section of the population and followed up with in-depth interviews with 40 participants. Their ultimate goal is to shed light on and potentially find solutions for the troubling male-female orgasm gap. Three theories about the nature of orgasms. In the recent study, researchers once again uncovered a significant disparity in sexual pleasure between men and women. An overwhelming 86% of men reported experiencing an orgasm in their most recent sexual encounter, whereas only 62% of women did. The survey delved into the three main theories behind this orgasm gap: the idea that women could have more orgasms if they masturbated more, the notion that women are more likely to orgasm with a committed partner, and the hypothesis that women would be more likely to climax if men focused on stimulating the clitoris, the primary source of female sexual pleasure. The findings strongly supported the third explanation. Interestingly, women who reported engaging in masturbation in the past month were not any more likely to reach orgasm, compared to those who did not. Additionally, women in committed relationships were not more likely to achieve orgasm than women who were casually hooking up. However, women who received oral sex in their previous encounter were 16% more likely to have experienced an orgasm. Researchers have concluded that the gender disparity in achieving orgasms is mainly due to a lack of focus on clitoral stimulation. This conclusion is backed by previous studies, which have found that lesbian women experience significantly more orgasms during sexual activity with a partner compared to heterosexual women. What is the reason for men not being suitable for the task at hand? The researchers sought to understand why men do not prioritize pleasuring their female partners through in-depth interviews. They discovered three main narratives. Firstly, both men and women viewed men's orgasms as natural and necessary, while women's orgasms were seen as secondary to emotional connection. This belief stemmed from societal norms that prioritize men's masculinity and self-esteem over women's pleasure. Secondly, participants defined regular sex as solely penile-vaginal intercourse, dismissing other forms of sexual activity that prioritize clitoral stimulation as time-consuming and extra work. Lastly, some women expressed shame in using methods other than vaginal intercourse to achieve orgasm, viewing them as unnatural or dirty. Overall, the researchers emphasized the need to break the taboo surrounding women's sexuality and challenge societal expectations that limit women's sexual pleasure. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.